Good morning. 7:44 a.m., March the 22nd, 2017. And yeah, I found my earbuds. They were, in fact, on the floor of the car. So, as in most things, I got myself worked up over pretty much nothing. It was tedious. I felt dumb for getting so worked up about it. And being unable to let it go. But that was yesterday. Today is today. We're going to look forward, not back. We're going to try. anyway. It was not a terribly productive day, other than the fact that I got everything I needed. Pretty much everything on my to-do list, other than the standard things of writing words. And I have a task to clear off a shelf in my hardware cabinet, which I've been forwarding for weeks now. That still isn't done. Well, pretty much everything else got done yesterday. I did some reading. I got my Independent Writer of the Year nominees arranged in rank order. And I have to thank my fellow RMFW member, whose name I will not mention, out of deference. But she helped me put the award into a perspective that I should have had all along. And once she spelled it out, it was like, oh, I... Some days I can be a little dense. This did not happen yesterday, by the way. It happened the day before. I got taxes filed. Taxes, I think, have been... I'll have to double check. My wife was collecting signatures and stamps yesterday, so I assume that it's done. I overslept a bit this... Well, overslept. I slept till 6 o'clock. But I've had about half a cup of coffee and nothing to eat. And my stomach is telling me, dude, food. So I'm pushing them. popping along here this morning, trying to get back. It's chilly. I think it might be a little bit damper than normal. It's a lot of high thin clouds out there this morning. I'm gonna call them cirro stratus, I think. They're up so high that earlier this morning we noticed that there was a contrail across the sky, and the rising sun cast the shadow of the contrail onto the bottom of the cloud deck. It was pretty spectacular. Good morning. Fellow walker. I've seen him a couple times. He's got some ski pants. He's got some of those nylon warm-up pants, which he's like, oh, what a good idea. I'm wearing my thermal undershirt, but not my long johns today. It's 38. It might be up to 40 by now, but it was a chilly, chilly 38. I come out this morning to take the kid to work, so I was glad I had it on. I'm still glad I have it on because every once in a while I get a little draft up underneath my jacket. And, yeah, that's cold. It'd be a lot colder if I didn't have the undershirt on to protect my delicate skin. Anyway. So, yeah, yesterday was a bit of a pain. I wound up stopping. Late morning, around 10 o'clock. I guess that would be mid-morning in most parts of the world. But I stopped around 10 o'clock and retreated to a quiet room where I took a nap and felt much better for having taken a nap. The last few nights have not been the most restful of sleep. Despite the fact that I've gone to bed early. Last night I think I was in bed by 9:15. And I went to start to try to read, and I thought, bag this. So, probably by 9:30 I was asleep. Slept through till 6 o'clock. So, at least I was enough hours in bed. I still feel like, no, a nap sounds good right now. I wouldn't mind a nap. Which is a bit troubling since I've only been up a couple hours. Speaking of which, I'm going to have an alarm go off if I don't turn it off now. Alright, that sucked. My finger bounced on the button. And I got this silly OK Google chime, which shut off the recording. Tedious piece of crap. I wish there was a way to tell it. Just keep recording. Don't shut off every time some miscellaneous sound happens. Say it with me. Monk post. So when I get back, I've got to merge these two files. It's not like it's a huge deal. It's not like it's massive. It's just one more finicky, tedious step at a time when every tedious step adds one more opportunity for me to forget what I'm doing, misplace the file, forget to post, all of those things. On a scale of things, it's not a terrible problem, but who knows, she runs. Well, I've built up a sweat heading into the sun, and it's quite. It doesn't feel quite as warm. Usually, when I put my face up to the sun, I can feel the warmth of it. But that layer of thin clouds up there is just enough to keep it from feeling warm. Like my meditation visualization would have me feel it. Good morning. Oh, this looks exciting. A couple of older ladies. One with two little white dogs were just having a wonderful time. There are days when I think, oh, it would be nice to have a dog. And then it usually lasts about 10 or 15 seconds and I come to my senses. All right, we're getting there. Making a turn up beside the park. Robin having a wonderful morning. Oh, that wind. It's just a touch of breeze. And it's right in my face. Trees are looking good. This one at the end I thought was dead is putting out some leaves. Big crab apples here have got blossoms on them. All six of them? Yeah, all six have blossoms. Last street crossing. Not a moment too soon. And here I am. Rock and roll. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.